All right. Good evening, everyone. So to continue in Hilchos Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Samech Tes quotes the following: Noagim lekadish bebeis haknesses. The minhag is that we make kiddush in shul. Ve'in lemekadish lit om yayin miyayin akiddush. But the person making kiddush should not go ahead and drink any of the wine. Ella matimo lekatan. Rather, we give the child to drink. Ve'in kiddush ella b'makum suda. So remember again, one of the most important halachas when it comes to Kiddush is that Kiddush must be recited in the place where you're having your meal. So obviously Shabbos nights, Friday nights, we make Kiddush in shul, no one's having their meal here. So therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch, the person who's making Kiddush, assuming that he's talking about an adult, shouldn't drink the wine themselves, rather they should give it to a child. Remember, the entire institution of making Kiddush in shul on Friday night is only because historically people used to sleep in the shul. They would sleep and eat in the shul, and therefore that Kiddush was made to allow them to discharge their obligation. And he writes, Va'afag va'achshav, afag avdalo achli archem be'knishta, and even though today we don't have guests who sleep in shul, nevertheless, lo batla hatakana. We do not go ahead, we do not negate the practice. So therefore, again, this is the reason why to this very day, even though we don't have people sleeping in the shuls, nevertheless, we still make Kiddush in shul on Friday night. Now, interestingly enough, you'll find different places that different practices. Some shuls have an adult make Kiddush, but have a child drink. And other places, like here in our shul, so we have a child make Kiddush from the beginning. Dafka, someone below bar mitzvah, in order to indicate that this is not a real Kiddush. It's not the halachic Kiddush that one could rely upon. Interestingly enough, the Mechaber Paskins, Aval Yoser Tov Lahanik Shul Lekadish Reisak Neses, Dechein Minag Eretz Yisrael. The Mechaber Paskins, and he says it's Minag Eretz Yisrael, better not to make Kiddush in shul anymore. That's what the Mechaber Paskins. So the Mishnah Berurah comments on this, and he says, Ube Medina Seinu, Noagim Lekadish Beis HaKnesses. In our Medina Seinu, again, he's referring to the Eastern European countries, our custom is in fact to make Kiddush on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Now he says, one should do it on Shabbos, Yom Tov, but of course, again, there are certain exceptions, most notably, first night Pesach. So it's interestingly enough, you even find another subdivision in that, because there are many kehilos like ours that only do this on Shabbos, but not on Yom Tov. So essentially you have three different practices. The approach of the Mechaber, don't do it at all. Stop, don't do it at all. The approach of the Mishnah Berurah, the Ramah, and others, do it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And a third approach, where Dafka is only done on Shabbos, but not at all on Yom Tov. Because you run into a problem of ein kiddush el b'makom su'uda. Let's say a person's not eating. This shot comes up in the post scheme. Let's say I have some type of chashon medical condition. I can't eat. Person's on a feeding tube, right? So there's no din of kiddush. Meaning, if you're not having a su'uda, then there is no concept of kiddush. So therefore, if a person is not eating, or for that matter, if a person is eating elsewhere, there's no concept of some kiddush is better than no kiddush. Either you have a suda and you have kiddush, or no suda and no kiddush. Abi Chanan ben Akash Omer, Rosh Chesh Baruch Lezakos, Sessi Sol Afichach, Keir Balam, Tumis Hoshin, Emad, Nechatis, Matzitko, Yagdot, Rabi Adir.